Vayter and Shasser and Daf Yud Beis, picking up on Yud Aleph Beis, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the 8 lines up from the bottom. Very, you know what? It's a first wide line. The end of the first wide line. Amr of Chia Bar Abba. So we left off yesterday with yesterday's Daf, two versions of Rav Yehuda's question about Machzir Grushaso, and now we're gonna have someone else ask the same question. Zok the Gemara. Amr of Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan Ba'i, Rabbi Yochanan comes on, yes. We're going to have two different versions of the question. So, number one, Rabbi Yochanan Ba'i, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Machzir Grushaso Mishini, says, if someone goes ahead and let's say one is Machzir Grushaso after she was a full-fledged to somebody else, that means the person is married, he gets divorced, this woman goes married to somebody else, then they get divorced, then he goes and remarries that same woman, which is not okay, but it is tofes, and then he dies. What's going to be the case? Mishani says, Tsarasa Mahu. What is going to be the case of the Tsara? So he ends up dying. What's the din with the Tsara? Can she do Yibam? Amar Le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, Vitibai La Chigufa. What are you asking about the Tsara? What about her herself? Can she herself do Yibam? This is the Gemara. He gufa lo kami baili. No. I'm not asking about her herself. You know why? Because it's a kavachomer that I know the answer to that. Damina kavachomer. We say the following from this kavachomer that it is pashut that she cannot do yibam. B'mutter la asura. B'aser la lo kol shekein. She was also even the one she was mutter to, meaning her husband, her original husband. Remember, there's two husbands here. Husband number one marries, then they get divorced, then she marries husband number two, then he dies, or they get divorced, then she goes back to husband number one. Even that, number one, became usher to her. So then, ba'asirla, because of Eish Asach, is then obviously, lokol shekein, that's going to be usher for her to have anything to do with him? So the question isn't about her herself, but rather it's only about, she's usher to Yibam. The question is, what about the tsara? Is the kavachomer strong enough to usher her from Yibam or not? And that's a question. Ki kal mi boi, what I'm asking is tsarasa mai, what's it done by her? Mi alim kal v'chomer l'midchi tsara? Is the kal v'chomer strong enough to go ahead to asa the tsara or lo, or not? The way that some of Rishonim explain what's going on over here is that the question is the tsara of this woman, of the Machzir Grushaso, like a tsara of an erva? And therefore, is she going to be asa to do yibam, or is she not like that? Therefore, she can do Yibam. That is the question. That's version one of the way the Gemara is asked. And now we have version number two. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yitzchak Masni Hach, he says like this. Amar Rabbi Chibra Abba, Abba Yerav Yochanan, came and asked, Machzir Grushaso Mishini, says, if someone goes ahead and it's Machzir Grushaso, again, husband one, they get divorced, she marries husband number two, then they get divorced, or he dies, and he goes back to number one, which is Atzer. After she was full-fledged to someone else, and then he dies, what's the din with her? Can she do Yibam? Now flips to this. Ma, what's going to be the din about her? Amar Le Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, "Tibar lach sarasa." What do you mean? What are you asking about her? You should ask about the tzara. So now he says, "Sarasa lo kami bayali." Nay, I'm not asking about the question about the tzara. Now, of course, not that the tzara can do yibam, because the kavachomer wouldn't be strong enough to answer her. So of course, the tzara is able to do it. Right, so the question was only the question about her herself. Is the kavachomer strong enough to work to not allow her to do yibam where there's a mitzvah involved or not? So Rasul kami boyli, the lo alim kavachomer lemitchi tzara. It's not strong enough to knock it off. Halakhi kami boyli, what am I asking? He goofa about her herself. Mahu, what's it then? Mi alim kavachomer become mitzvah? Oh, lo. We have a kavachomer here, but we also have a straight up mitzvah that seems to say you have to do yibam. So is it strong enough to do such a thing? We are going, well, first, beep, turn the page, Yud Beis. We're going to have two answers to this question. We're going to have answer number one, it's going to be rejected. Answer number two, it's going to be rejected also. And then we're going to leave it. Although, according to answer number two, we're going to be able to answer sort of the question. Let's take a look. Here we go. Amarle. So, he says, back, Ravami comes answer of Yochanan, Tini Sua. What do you mean we learned in a Mishnah? There's a Mishnah coming up on Daf Mem Dalid, coming up, Beis Hashem, before you know it. Right? And we also mentioned yesterday's Daf a little bit. Tini Sua. If you have one of the women that's left over to do Yibamon, one of them was Kshera, she was Kasher, another one was Pasel, then what's Halach? If the person, the brother that's there who's going to do Yibam or Chalitza, if he decides to do Chalitza and the Chalitza Psul, he should do the Pasel one. If Yibam is going to do Yibam, Yibam like Kshera, he should do the Kasher one. My Kshera, my Psul, what does that mean? It's all yesterday's. Elim Kshere Kshere La'ama, if he means Kshere Kshere La'ama, means that she's mutter to everyone, including a Kohen. And Psula Psula La'ama, and Psula means into the world, meaning to say that she is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So then, Kevin Delidi Dechazia, my Nafka Limine. Since it's Ro'oi for him to take either one of them, what does it make a difference to him? Let him do Yibam or Chalitza, whichever one he wants. El Alav must be, what are we talking about here? It's Kshere Kshere Le. What it means that kasher means kasher to him. And psula psula lei. Psula means it's pasul to him. Umay niu, what's the case of psula niu? Psula lei, what does it mean it's pasul to him? Machzer kushaso, okay, so machzer kushaso. When he goes ahead and the case where the wife comes back and now they fall to him. Vikatani, and it says what? That imhayom yabim yam l'kshera must mean who's l'kshera, the tzara of that woman. And now we have an answer to the question about the tzara. What's the din of a tzara? Machzer yushaso, that it's something which is okay, it is mutter to go ahead and do. So what do we see over here? Comes out that we can do yibim and the tzara of a machzer yushaso. As I exuck of Ami, answer number one. Frank the Gemara, lo! Not a raya, because kshera may mean kshera la'amam. Psula may mean psula la'amam. In which case, it's just talking about a girl that's a kasher. It's kasher. Both of them are kasher to the yavam. I mean, the brother that's waiting. Both of them are kasher. It just means that she's not allowed to marry Cohen. She's allowed to marry Cohen. We get the armor to when you ask Kevin to the day chazi. Am I not killing him? It wouldn't make a difference. He can have either one. So why make a difference? Answer is Mishum Rav Yosef because Rav Yosef. The armor of Yosef can shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught lo yispachada me boro v'achirim tzurichem lehem. Don't go ahead. A person shouldn't spill out the water from his pit when other people need it. If he does chalitza on the kosher one, then what ends up happening is she now, which she could have been good for the kahuna, now she's not going to be good for kahuna because the Kohen's allowed to marry a chalutz, a chalutza. So therefore, don't do chalitza on her, but rather do chalitza on the one that was going to be puzzle already from her. And therefore, we have no rye over here. Okay, now we try answer number two. Tashma. So reject answer number one. Number two is from a brisa. Tashma. Hamachzer kushaso mishinise. So we have a case of brisa that says that a chalitza must be done. We're going to see come out of it that the chalitza has to be done. So we see that Sarah can't do yibam. That's what's going to come out. Chalitza has to be done. So, Sarah can't do yibam. Let's see. Hamachzer kushaso mishinise. The person goes ahead and husband number one takes back his wife after husband number two. He vitzarasa cholatzes. Both have to do chalitza. He vitzarasa salkadatech. What do you think? Him and both of them? You have to do chalitza on two people. It's only one of them. Ela'ema ohi otzarasa. Rather, what does it mean? But either one of them needs to have chalitza. But you see it again. Kimtachois. What comes out of here? Voice dois. Comes out that you're not allowed to do yibum. She's not allowed to do it. Good. Answer. Answer number two. So we see straight up that what? Tzara can't do yibum. It's a Gemara rejection. Nope, it's not a proof. Because once you corrected the brisa, right? We're like, both of them have to be after chalitza. Then we fixed it up. Once you're correcting it, maybe it should be corrected as saying differently that only the machzer kushaso doesn't do chalitza and not the tzara. So you have no proof. Oh, he otzarasa. So we say, I'm sorry. V'lav teretz kametaritzela. Didn't you come as a teretz? Taritzachi. Fix it as follows. He choletzes. Tzarasa o choletzes. O misya bemes. Only she has to do chalitza. Meaning the remarried woman, the machzer kushaso, but the tzara can do either one of them. She have no raya. But just to point out, although according to the version number two of the question, it says clearly that what? Of course the tzara can do yibum. It's just that this brisa wouldn't be a proof either way, right? So it happens to be from this brisa would have a raya, but it seems to be from version number two, at least we would say the tzara can do yibum. Version number one, we don't know. Oh, baby. Okay, we're done now with the Sota and Machzer Grushaso. We're moving into a new case of Tzaras Mame'enes. Right? Mame'enes is a girl who rejects marriage put on her when she's still a minor by her older brother or her mother. Right? So now there's two different types of Yosoma. There's a Yosoma Bechaya Aviv and just a Yosoma straight up. Yosoma straight up means a father dies. A father's not going to marry off his daughter. And if he does that, then it works as a straight up marriage, though, right? So you can't just get rid of it. But then we have something known as let's say the father dies and he doesn't do that. So what ends up happening is then the older brother, the mother, can go ahead and marry her off. And until the age of 12 years old, she has the ability of rejecting that marriage and saying she doesn't want to take part of this marriage. She can walk out of it. Right, that's called miyun, refusal or rejection. Okay, now there's another type of miyun, and that is, let's say a father marries off his daughter. Once he does that, he no longer has the rights to her, so she's 9 years old, 10 years old, he marries her off. What ends up happening? Then her husband dies or they get divorced, so now the father can't go ahead and do it again, but if the older brother and mother marry her off, then that becomes again the case where she could do miyun again to the person they marry off to. So, a girl who rejects a marriage put on her when she's still a minor by her older brother and mother, if the husband dies while she's still a minor, and there's a tzara, and now the girl does miyun, again, if the husband dies while she's still a minor. So what happens is, let's say mother or older brother, or in the case we discussed, either father died or it was already after the first time it happened. If then she gets married to some guy, and this guy is married to another person, let's just say Bob for now, I'll probably change that, but let's say now for
No, let's say Reuven. So she marries Reuven, and then Reuven ends up dying while she's still young, and there's a tzara there as well. And now the girl does miyun. What happens? The tzara is usher to do yibam.
Now, we explained earlier, way back in Daf Gimel, that really midoraisa, the tzara, is in the yibam game, because if she does miyun, it's annulled as it never happened. So Reuven is married to this one woman, so of course she has to. So at least she has to do chalitza. But midorabana, she doesn't do yibam, as we're going to explain why that is. All right, here we go. Amar Rav Lili Bar Mamel, Amar Rukva Amar Shmuel, Tsaras Mema'enes Asura. The Tsara of a Mema'enes, Shmuel says that again, if the minor refuses one of the leftover brothers. Fascinating. We're going to be dealing with a case where the girl actually rejects, not the original husband, but her husband died. And then once the husband died, then she rejects the brother. So you have Reuven, and then he dies and leaves over Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Hilspiel. And she goes in and she rejects Shimon. By doing that, she essentially just ripped up the whole marriage, lemafreya. You don't just reject the brother, but you reject the whole thing. But if she does it, tsaras mema'enes asura, then we say that if she does such a thing, let's see if she rejects Shimon, then the tsara is usser. The question is, leman, who is the tsara usser to? Ilei mela'achim, if you want to say that means to the rest of them, not only to Shimon, but to Levi and Yehuda also, then why would that be? What does that mean? Hashtahi gufa sharia. Even now, even the minor herself is mutter to be with them. So why would it be that the tzara is usher to them?
D'amar Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Miyana bazem uteres basev. She's mamayin. She does rejects one of them. She's mutter to another one of the brothers. So tzarasa mibai. Tzarasa mibai? Do you have to tell me that she's mutter to the other brothers? Ella lididei. It must mean that he's mutter. It means that the one she rejected, right? For example, our case we said was Shimon. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And then there are these two wives. There's the minor and then there's the tzara. And the minor does miyun. What ends up happening is that the tzara is rejected. She can't be with Shimon. Rashi explains that although if she does miyun to the brother, she essentially uproots her entire marriage retroactively, in which case it comes out that the tzara was and is the only wife, like we said already, and therefore she should be able to do yibam even with Shimon. Midrabanan, we say not like that, since she waited to do miyun only after the husband died, right? So because the minor only did it after the husband died. So what ends up happening is we're worried that people are going to go to think she's still considered Eish Hasach. So we don't let the tzara do yibam with the brother Shimon. So Eladidei. So now the Gemara freks the kasha. Umay shnam ma'enes to shari la'achin. What's pshat? Why is she mutter to the other brothers? Why would she be mutter to the kitana, right? The minor. Why is she okay to Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, etc.? Because she never did any maisa. She never did a maisa not to be mutter. All right? Why not? So okay, tzara nami loved the b'maisa. The tzara also never did any maisa either. So why isn't she mutter to all of them, including Shimon? This is a Gemara, Gezerah Mishum Tzaras Bito Mima'enes. This is a Gezerah of a Mishum because of a Tzaras Bito Mima'enes, meaning if Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, get ready for this case. Here we go. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, his niece, and to another woman. Reuven then dies. And now Shimon's daughter does Miyun to her father. Now remember, we're talking about over here a case where the father must have married her off once already, in which case now she has the ability of doing miyun because she's in her own right. So Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter and his niece and another woman, and Reuven dies, and now Shimon's daughter does miyun to her father. Shimon is usher to the tzara because of tzara's erva. And if we allow, right, you got that? Shimon is now usher to the tzara because of tzara's erva. And if we allow a regular case of tzara mima'enes, then Shimon might end up marrying the tzara in the case that we just presented, and that's tzara's erva. Now, we know really if she does miyun, the whole thing is knocked off l'mefreya, but again, we're worried in a case people are not going to realize, because the fact that she only did miyun after the husband's death, they're not going to realize, they're going to think that it's a regular case of tzara's erva, that he married his daughter's tzara, and that's not okay. Gemara is going to spell out some, basically, this idea. But tzara's bito man, it's me, asira. In fact, I don't understand. But if she did miyun, then the tzara should be mutter. What are you worried about? Right? And we also said, well, today we learned in our Mishnah, didn't we learn in Daf Beis, right? In the beginning of the Masechta. Vikulam immesu omiyanu tzara's sein mutaros. Right? What did we say over there? And he said that If she does miyun, then the tzar is going to be mutter. So what's the problem here? The man of a man, and we want to know. In the case of the Mishnah, who are we saying she did miyun to? Seemingly, I'll spell it out, then we'll read inside. Seemingly, they can't be talking about doing it to her husband, since that would be the same outcome as a gerusha, right? A grusha, they're separate, completely separated. We said the grusha is also a case where they're going to be mutter, the tzar is going to be mutter. You have a man married to two women, and he ends up going ahead, and he ends up dying. And now the false of the brother, if one of them is an erva, so then can't take the tzar either. What happens if they get divorced during the lifetime, obviously, and he's getting divorced, and now he ends up dying, so the tzar is no longer, there's no tzaris ever anymore. The same thing over here did miyun during the lifetime, so that can't be the case we're talking about over here. It wouldn't have needed to be taught. Rather, it must be talking about doing miyun to the yavam after the husband's death, and still it says that the tzara is mutter. So why can't the father be with the father, of this girl, of the minor, who she did miyun on him, be with the tzara of her tzara. So ilema demecha did the man b'baal avim, she did it with the husband, the hainu grusha, that's the case of grusha, elalav b'yav must be done, he did it with the case of the yavam. So what's the problem? Let it be that she get married. This minor's father, after she does miyun on him, can marry the tzara. Says Gemara, no, lo, we're actually talking about liolam b'baal, we're actually talking about the case of doing miyun on her husband, and the Mishnah Daf Beis is teaching two different types of gerushin, utrei gavne gerushin. But if she waited until the husband died and then did miyun to the yavam, the tzara would be aser to him. Now, frek the Gemara, horadol. Why should be any different than in a case where she does miyun on the original husband, in which case the tzara is mutter to do yibam? When she does miyun on the yavam, that does the same thing. She opposes a marriage retroactively, and therefore should be mutter to the yavam, to the right to yibam, like we already spelled this out, but. Nisun uproots the whole marriage. Nami goes back and retroactively destroys the whole thing. Nisun kamai kakra goes and uproots the whole thing, and therefore it should be like it never happened. It should be motive to marry the tsara. Answer the Gemara. Great, great question. The answer is because of Rami Bar Yecheskel. We should the Tani Rabbi Bar Yecheskel. The Tani Rabbi Bar Yecheskel says the following. Mayan Ababal, that if the minor did miyun before her husband died, and the actual husband, what's the case? Muteris la'aviv. Then what ends up happening is, so you have Reuven, and this girl who's a minor is married to Reuven, but only through the Rabbanan Dika marriage. Right? She was a katana, she's given over, and she does miyun. We know that a girl can't marry her husband's father, but if she does miyun on Reuven, then she could be with Reuven's father, Yaakov. She's mutter with the father, and Rashi says she's like a mefuta, a girl seduced, and not like a kala, like a daughter-in-law. However, by yavam, if she does it with the yavam, meaning to say only after the husband died, and then she does it with the brother-in-law, then she becomes asur to be with her father-in-law, asur la'aviv. Why is it Rashi says that since in this case, it looks like a daughter-in-law, even though it's only Nisim Darabanan here. So to over here, Alma Mishas Nefila Nearest Kekala, so she looks like the Kala. Hachanami, in our case also, Mishas Nefila Nearest Katsaras Bito, at the time where the daughter, when it falls to her own father with the Tsara, and the daughter does mean on the father, since it appears in the case of Tsara's Bito, the Tsara now is Aser Midarabanan to do Yibam. That was delicious. Viter. Amaravasi. Now we're going to talk about the case of an islandess, a girl, a woman who's not able to have children. Tsaris islandess asura. So he comes along and he says straight up that the tsar of an islandess is going to be usher. Rashi says, what's the case we're talking about? You have a case of Reuven is married. I already show you Nasui Beis Nashim. Reuven is married to two women. V'achad islandess, one of them is an islandess. Islandess duchrenisa de lo yolda. So girl, she's not able to have children. Lashon ayel zachar. And that's own. It's like an aisle, like a male ram, and that's what she's called. That she's like not able to have children. So Tsaris islandess is going to be asua shenemer v'hoya b'chor asher teled, which sounds like this is not the rabbanan. This is midaraisa. Reuven's married to two women. One of them is an islandess. He dies. So what happens is the islandess, the leftover wife, one of them that can't have children, the other one that's just a tsara, they're both aser to do yibum, or they don't do chalitza either. Shenemer the pasuk says v'hoya b'chor asher teled. And it should be that the one will have, Rashi says, Abachor Shetelet Beruya Leilet Prat Lailinus. Vikavan de Petura Kaima Alea Beishas Ach Vitsarasa Nami Erva. Since she's Pater, therefore she remains like an Erva, And therefore, the tzara is going to be also aser eshesach. Eshesach is aser. It's only mutter if you're able to have children and to be able to carry on the name of the brother. But if not, then not. So, shenemar v'hoya b'chor asher teled. Prat la'ayinlinis, she'ani yoledes, excluding ayinlinis, is not able to have any children. Again, the only reason why you're allowed to marry, a person's allowed to marry his dead brother's wife is, and to circumvent the issue of Eshesach is in order to build up the home. But if not, then you don't have a heter altogether, and memes an erva of Eshesach, and therefore you have a tsaros erva, and therefore it's going to be also to go into do either of them. Masiv of Sheis comes in Frektikashe. He says, now hold it, no, because we have a Mishnah coming up at the Lamed of Alpha and Base that says, Shlosh Achin Yisun Shalosh Nashim Nachrios. Three brothers are married to three women. They're not related to each other. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, married to three women. They're no shaykhs to one another. Not nachrios meaning goyim, but nachrios meaning they're strangers one to the next. Umeis echad man, and one of them ends up dying. So let's say Reuven dies with no kids. V'asaba sheni mimer. And then the second one named Shimon, he does mimer with the almana. Now, what is mimer? Mimer is kiddushin dirabanan. You know, the only way to actually do yivum is through Tashmish, but that's the only way to go ahead and do it. Now, if you don't do that, there's another thing called Mimer, and the marriage that best now Durabanan, the only way to do it, again, is through Tashmish. If he doesn't do it, then not. So you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does Mimer on the wife. So now he's married to Midurabanan. Midoraisa, they're not married at all. She's just sitting there waiting for something to happen. Midurabanan, though, she's attached to him in some way. Vames, but then he ends up dying. So now Shimon was married to his wife. Wife, again, we'll call them wife number one, two, and three for now. So he did Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven's married to one, Shimon to two, Levi to three. And Reuven, who ends up dying, leaves over number one. Shimon does Mimer to number one, connecting them Midurabanan. But now Midoraisa, and then Shimon ends up dying. Midoraisa, one is a free agent still to go, not free completely, but to go over to Levi. But Elu Cholzos V'lo Misyabmos. In such a case, they should all do Chalitza. They should do Chalitza and not Yibam. Now, this is an interesting circumstance. So what happens is now Levi, we have number one and number two now fall to Levi. Number one falls to Levi. Now, these are not sisters, right? So it's not Erva. There's no issue over here. But the issue that comes up is, let's say Reuven died and Shimon died. So then Levi can do Yibam or Chalitza on both of them. He could do Yibam on both of them because they're coming from different places. But because of the fact that now Shimon did Mimer to number one, now woman number one is connected to Shimon, Midurabanan, connected to Reuven Midoraisa, and therefore there's two Zikas going on at the same time. And that's why he says he can't go ahead and take her. He says, Rashi, Re'ilu, Shnei Nashim Choltzos, De'ilu Kansa, Havapaka Zika Kamaisa, V'lo Avale El Zikas, Nesuya Achron. Aval Maimer, Lo Mafka Zika, V'havi Allah, Kitsas Zikas, Rishon, Kitsas Zikas Achron. Now he has some sort of relationship or connection to both of them. Shenema, the reason why you have to do Yivam or Chalitza, you know, you have to do Chalitza, Shenema Pasuk says, Meis Echad Mehem, Yavama Yavo Aleha, Misha Aleha, Zika Si Yavam Echad. So it says, Yavama Yavo Aleha means only if there's one sort of Zika, one sort of connection, Velu Zika Shnei Yavamim, not if it's a Zika to two different people. And there, Zika too, one Midaraisa, one Midarabanim, V'katani Allah. And we learned on that Mishnah that Amar of Yosef, I think it switches over here. Yeah. Change it to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi comes and it says, Zuhi, this is a case of Saras Eishas Ach Me'av. She'isser Nefila Garimla. Very strange case. Rav Yossi says, we see over here, this is a case of Saras Eishas Ach, meaning wife number two, the one that was married to Shimon, who ended up dying second. She now becomes a tsara of Eishes Ach Me'av. We know it's a brother from the same father. That's the only way that they could do it. So she's a tzara of She'isser Nefila Garmla, who now is caused to be knocked out from doing Yibam because of an Isser coming of her falling to now do Yibam. What is that? Because the fact of the first wife, the Midurabanan Shtekel, she ends up now messing her up. She'lomat Sina B'chol HaTorah Kula Kegonzos. We haven't found something like this in Kol HaTorah Kula. They're not really co-wives. There's no tsara here, number one and number two. It just happened to be because of Midarabanan thing of Mimer. Midaraisa, she's totally fine to do. Midarabanan, not. Zuhi lemute Mimer. When it says that this is the one case that we have that's like this, what's that coming to Mimayit? Lav lemute tsaras islandis. Isn't this coming to exclude the case of islandis desharia to say that she's going to be mutter to go ahead and do Yavam, to do Yibam? Ravasi says that the tsaras islandis is going to be off the hook and she can't do Yibam Michalitza, but it's sounds like this is the only case that would be in such a circumstance. So why isn't we say that really it's going to be mutter when islandess? Oh, those were low. What are you talking about? That's not what's coming to my mind. L'mu'uti tsaris islandess da asira. What it means when it's coming to Mamaya to Tsaris Islandess, it means that it's Usr. It's actually Usr to do Yibum. Umay Zohi. What does it mean when it says that this is it? It means Zohi de Isr Nefila Garimla. Sarasa Baya Chalitza. Islandess Afila Chalitza Labaya. That's the only type of case that's Usr, and they'd have to go and do Chalitza. But in the case of Islandess, Chalitza Labaya, you don't even have to do Chalitza. My time, I'll come. Hadaraisa, Hadarabanan. The case of the islandess is Doraisa to get then. In this case, with the double move, we're now one and two fall to them, which are like the Tsaros, even though they're not. That's just the Tarabanan to get then. Therefore, you have to do Chalitza at least. Frektigmar Kash again Ravasi, who says that the Tsaros Islandess is going to be off the hook from everything. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Vikula Mimesu, Omiyanu, Nisgarshu, Oshinim, so Islandess. Oh, it says straight up that it falls out to be an Islandess. The Tsaros saying Mutaros, the Tsaros are Mutter to be with the Yavim, to do Yibam. So what do you see? It's clearly okay. Lo Kasha, Kansha Hikerba, Kansha Lo Hikerba. In the case of Rav Asi, it's talking about the case where the man knew he was an islandess, im kolzeh. Therefore, it's not considered a mekachtos. Mekachtos is when you marry someone and then it turns out to be like a false sale because I didn't realize he can't have any children over here. So if a person knew that he was doing that, then the marriage is actually happens. But once it happens, you have the pasuk that says only if you have someone that you can have children with. And therefore, it's off the hook. So Kan Kishikirba, and that's Ravasi's case, and that's why there's no Yibam and no Chalitza. Kan Shalikirba. But in the case of the Mishnah, it's talking about where you didn't know. And therefore, it becomes a Mekachtos, and you end up with only one spouse. And therefore, there is Yibam and there is Chalitza. The Kanami can actually see this and infer this and actually lush in the Mishnah. The Katani Shenimtsu. It says in the Mishnah, you find out that she ends up being an islandess. Velo Katani Shahayu, not that she was an islandess. Shema Mina. Amarava, Rava disagrees. Beep, turn the page. Hilchas Atzaris Islandess Muteres. Halacha is Atzara of an islandess is Mutter. Vafilu Hikarba, even if you knew about it in the first place, he's allowed to do what? It's Mutter to do Yibum. Vafilu Tsaris Bito Islandess. And even if it would be the Tsaras Bito, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and marries also another woman. And it turns out Shimon's daughter is an islandess. Reuven dies, and his daughter and the Tsara fall to him. So you think, okay, listen, Tsaras Erva, this islandess. No, Afilo Tsaras Bito islandess, even if it turns out that her daughter's an islandess and the Tsar is Bito, it's still mutter to do Yibam. Why? Why is that the case? Because of the fact that we know that an islandess is Dunskis from the get-go. So that's what the Torah says. Nothing to talk about, and therefore this isn't considered like a regular Tsaras Erva that the Tsar would be off the hook. This is a Tsar of an islandess that is out of the picture. It's as if it's only one marriage over here. I feel it's Bita Islandess. For Elohata Katani Shinimtsu. I would, in fact, it's Shinimtsu. What do you do with that? No, Tani, change it to Shahayu. Not Shinimtsu, but Shahayu. So he actually argues on Ravasi. Kiyasa Ravim. Now we're going to like wrap up the three different cases we were discussing. Kiyasa Ravim on Rabbi Yochanan. Achas Tsaris Vimaenes. Vachas Tsaris Islandess. Vachas Tsaris Machse Grushaso. Kulan Mutaros. All of them are mutter to go and do Yibam. Now, if we go back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, we said that one of the cases also, of the 15 cases, Vikulam, we said afterwards, Immeso, Miano, Nisgarsho, Shanimtsu Islandess, Tsarasein Mutaros. If any of them, they died, or they did Mion, or they got divorced, or they were found out to be an islandess, the Tsar is going to be Mutter. Via Tayochal Lomar, I'm quoting from Beis and Beis. Via Tayochal Lomar Bechamosov, Eim Chamosov, Eim Chamov, Chamiv, which are three of the cases that we spoke about. Let's just use the case of mother-in-law, for example. You can't say about your mother-in-law, Shanimsa islandess, that she was an islandess, because then she couldn't have any children. She couldn't be your mother-in-law. Oh, Shemiru, you can't say also it's a case of Mion, because Mion, I mean, only happens when a girl's a Kitana, not when she's a Gedolah. So clearly, that's what we're going to jump into right now. Can a girl have a child when they're a katana? So clearly, she wouldn't be your mother-in-law if she did mion when she was a katana. Now let's jump in to see if that is actually correct, or that maybe that's questionable. And that's what the Gemara is going to jump to right now. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Tani Rabbi Makami Rav Nachman, Shalosh Noshim Mishamshes Bamoch. There are three women that are allowed to have tashmish, physical relationship, Bamoch. Amoch was some sort of contraception that they would go in and take some sort of cloth and stick it inside in order that it would stop the zera to be able to make sure that they don't get pregnant. They aren't able to get pregnant. Shalosh nashim shamshes mos, allowed to do it with the moch. Ketana, a young girl, less than 12. Meuberes, a girl who is pregnant. Umenika, one who's nursing. Ketana, kesham tisaber v'sham tamos. Maybe she'll get pregnant. And maybe she'll die. Muberes, a girl who's pregnant, because shematase ubrasando. This can affect the baby in a way that like crushes the face. And we don't want that happening. Minika, a woman who's nursing, also in order to watch, because shematigmal bina viyamus. Maybe she's going to come to stop nursing because some explain that it ends up that the milk is not as good quality if she's pregnant. It's not going to be good for the baby. She's going to stop nursing and the baby's going to end up dying. Vezi katana. What's considered katana that maybe she's going to be pregnant, maybe she's going to die? From 11 years old in one day. Until 12 in one day. If it's less than this or more than that, she could have tashmish, no problem. Everything's good. They say, both of them, don't worry about it. Even from 11 to 12, she could also do regularly. They're going to have mercy on her from Shemayim. Mishum Shenemar, Shomer Psoim Hashem. Hashem takes care of the Psoim. Now, Frick the Gemara. That was the setup. Mitaka Amar Shemetis Abra Shemet Thomas. Maybe she'll become pregnant. Maybe she'll die. Michal Diki Kitana Demi Abra Velo Mesa. Oh, that seems to say maybe she'll die. It means that maybe she'll become pregnant. She won't die. Oh, Imkain, but Sinu Chamosim Emanes. We found a case of the mother-in-law that could do Mion if she ends up having a kid when she was still just a kid herself. Tonight, I'm going to learn to the Mishnah. Yet the Yochel Lomer b'chamosav im'chamosav im'chamiv. Shinim Tzaylin is so shemenu. What's going on? We just found the case that you can find a mother-in-law that's gedumian. It's a Gemara. Ema, no. Change it to mean Shema Tisaber v'tomos. Not maybe she'll get pregnant and maybe she'll die. Maybe she'll get pregnant and die. Because if she gets pregnant, she'll die. Therefore, you can't have a case where a minor can do Mion and have a baby. Damrever Levi. Gavul Yeshla, there is a boundary, a border, as when she can get pregnant. Kod Mezbanazeh, before that particular time, then Eina Misaber is Kolikar, she won't get pregnant at all. Toch Hazmanazeh, but within this time period, he Misavu Ubrame, she'll die and the baby will die also. So before 11 years old, everything could be fine. Meaning she's not going to get pregnant. But from 11 to 12, then she can get pregnant. And then what happens? She'll die and the baby will die. Lachas manazeh, but after this time period, he chaya v'uber chaya. They can go ahead. Both of them can actually live. So in a chinami, a woman can't get pregnant at that age from 11 to 12, but she won't survive. So you can't have a case of a mother-in-law. That would be the case that did me on. Fact the Gemara, is that really true? Va'tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Iyata yocholom v'chamosav 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 v'chamosav. Why? Here comes the line. Shekvar yoldu. Because they already gave birth. Now that's a weird way of saying it. It should have said because of the fact that they are over age. As she says, Umi the toli time of Bivlad, the Michal de Katanahi, the Lav Katanahi, listening Shekfar Godul. It sounds like she's still a katana. And therefore, what do you see? That a kid's able to have, a kid could have the kid. Ela liolam shema tisaber v'shema tomus. Rather, we do read it as maybe she'll get pregnant, maybe she'll die. In other words, is she able to survive? Even 11 to 12 can survive. Hi, Vela Koshahach. But we have the question of the previous thing we said. Because now it sounds like you can't do Mion. Well, we didn't really say it out, but it sounds like you can't do Mion once she gave birth. But why not? She's still a Ketana, so why can't you do it? Answer the Gemara, Rav Safra, Banim Areim Kisimanim. When a girl has Banim, even if she's underage, she becomes like she's of age. Says Rashi, Hilkach, Ein Lach Yoledes, Mema'enes, Afilu Ketana. Therefore, you can't have a Yoledes, which is going to be Mema'enes. So we did say this like in our Mishnah. Why? Even if she's called a Ketana, because she becomes quote unquote a gadol. It's like simanim. It's like she has like hair, and it's like she became a full fledged. The ist. I mean, some say banim adifim simanim. They're even better than simanim. Lamay nafkamina. So, well, what are you talking about? If it's the same thing, it's the same thing. So, why are you saying it's a difa? Why? Answer is da fila l'Rev Yehuda, because even Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amo says, "Ach yirba shachar bebane moda." According to him, just having hair is not enough. He says it's got to be a lot of it. You have to have it's got to grow a lot, and if only a little bit, then it's not doing anything. Says Rashi, "Mesachas nida af mishavir shtei sirus mima enes ach yirba shachar shu shem shem sirus hayber." You have to have a lot of sirus over there. If it's just two, it's not enough. But if she has a child, then it becomes bebane moda. He is masking that even with having a little bit of hair, it's still considered like she's a full-fledged adult and she can no longer do mian. Beep. Turned up page of Gimel Bar Aleph. Rav Zvid Amar, he says, ain't button below simanim. Can't be that she has children without having simanim. Rashi says, vayoledes bikatnus, if she had a kid when she was a katana, it's a chazaka that she bought simanim. Umishavir simanim betok yud beis, lo timayind, dahani simanim gemurim ninhu. She can no longer go ahead and do mian. The sphere leila Rav Zvid, toks man, kelachas man, lenin simen. We don't say that it's just some random hairs that are going over there, but it's rather considered she can't do mian anymore. Even if Doug says, what are you talking about? Let's just check and see if she has the hairs. She doesn't have the hairs. No, chashin and shem and nashu. A word, maybe we're choshish, maybe the hairs fell out, but they're actually there. In fact, the Gemara, hanich lamadam choshish, and that's according, that works according to the one who said they were choshish, that's going to happen. Lamadam ain't choshish, and we're not where they're going to fall out. Maikel, remember, what are you going to say? No, I feel the man dama in choshen, but we're not worried about the fact that it's going to fall out. Mishum tsar lay the chashinan. If it would be because of the birth pains, then it could taka fall out. So therefore, that the birth itself is a raya that she was considered like a gadol and she can no longer do mian. And now the Mishnah statement makes sense. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.